RBN Alive, Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the first day of December in the year of our Lord, 2018. Well, for those of us that have just woken up or went to bed early last night, I'm sure everybody is aware that George H.W. Bush died about 2200 local Texas time, Central time, last night. I will not opine on my personal, this man and the way he chose to live his life. I will say that he was our 41st president, and in respect to the office he'd held, I will say that I'm sorry he was gone. Next subject.
Thank you.
Good morning, Lori and Rick.
Good morning.
All right, guys. I don't know where all we're going today. There's a couple of things I want to cover real quick. First thing is ruralsurvival.info is up for sale. It is strictly a reference site. It gets lots of hits, between 60 and 80 gigabytes of downloads a month. Popular site, not an entertainment site, a reference site, but it is up for sale. First $2,500 between now and the 1st of January takes it. Simple deal. Email me, office@ruralsurvival.info, if you're interested. Let's see. What else is going on? Russia, the Crimea, Ukraine. Oh, man, I'm glad that me and my buddies didn't wind up going there. What a mess. What a mess, guys. If World War III kicks off in the next 6 months, this will be where it happens. All right, I'm going to shut up and let Rick and Lori take it for a while. Rick, Lori, where do you guys want to go?
Lori, what are you thinking here?
No, I'm thinking, what do we want to talk about?
Oh, yes. Well, I was asking Lori if she had something pressing on her mind at this moment before I begin to do what I do.
Oh, actually, any direction's fine, Rick. I just would like to send out my deepest sympathies to the Bush family and their loss. My prayers to you and your family. Okay, Rick, what would you like to talk about? I'm sure you have something.
I'm going to do something really depressing.
No.
Exactly. No, so for you, I'm going to start with blueberry and hot cream cheese fried pie.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, this is not what I had planned.
I gotta watch my language.
Hey, I'm flexible. Yeah. So here's the deal. I don't know. I'm guessing somewhere in your life, you guys have had a something with a filling in it where it is a fruit mixed with cream cheese. But when that stuff gets warm and kind of soft, holy schmoly, that is
Heart.
Even people without real defined sweet teeth. Can't hardly avoid this. So here's what actually winds up happening, and I'm not going to go into it in any detail, because if you go to YouTube and you go to Cowboy Kent Rollins, he will show you in 10 or 15 minutes how this is done. But in short, this is the overview. You're going to make a typical pie crust, which is going to be 2 cups of flour, really any kind will do, honestly. A little bit of baking powder if you want it, but it's not necessary. A teaspoon of salt. Then you're going to use about 12 tablespoons of what I like to use is Crisco, but this time of the year, you can get the Crisco, butter-flavored Crisco, which is great. Mix that all together, fork that in until it's crumbly, and then add about a cup of water and make a pie crust. Roll that out, and then you're going to take, believe it or not, something large and circular. You can, like 8 inches in diameter, you can use a plate or anything else to pop some big circles out of that. And then you can just get any bought blueberry filling, mixing that with equal amounts of warm cream cheese. Stir that together real well. Put that in the middle so that you have like a pita pocket. Don't get it on the edges because you want those edges clean. You can brush the edges. It's a good idea to brush the edges with a little egg white. Fold that thing in half and take a fork and smash all the way around the edge, which makes like, you know, it seals it. And then 3 to 4 minutes in hot bubbling peanut oil up to about 350, which would be typical, 3 to 4 minutes, and then sprinkle that with powdered sugar. And, you know, the great thing is you can even let these cool down, and they're still wonderful. You know, if you make them in advance for something, they're great. If, in fact, any of them could ever survive until a party, which, you know, around here, that would be tough. You know, I'd probably be eating them as quickly as they were coming out of the fryer. And then everybody would get to the party and say, where's Uncle Rick? And they say, well, that's him face down out in the yard. He's trying to get over eating your desserts.
That would be me, too, Rick. I mean, I'd be having to draw up insulin in advance in individual, syringes, right, about 75 units at a time, you know, for each one.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about beekeeping later, speaking of honey and sugar, and it's not going to be a big thing. I want to talk about trapping the wild bees.
I think it should be a big thing myself.
Well, right now it might be. It's the reason I'm going to bring it up. I don't want to overstate. I don't want to try to put an apocalyptic spin on everything, including bees, but, you know, honey is getting so doggone expensive. Even at Sam's Club, it's a complete insult. And to tell you the truth, I'm not really sure that's, you know, pure honey. I think they're, you know, doing some doctoring with corn syrup. I can't prove it, but I think they are. But if you go to these local, farm supplies where they're getting local honey from local beekeepers. Damnation. It's unbelievable. They're asking, you know, $15, you know, for a small jar of it. And
yeah,
it's really getting to be
pint.
Yeah, it's getting to be a delicacy anymore. So, you know,
the reason is, Rick, I know this from living here, people have lost 90% of their hives.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not BS. That's the absolute truth. 90% plus of their hives are gone.
I can go buy new nukes. Oh yes.
At the farm supply store for $100. If I want to buy used ones, which nobody wants to do because nobody knows what killed the bees, you know, I can get used ones for $5 each.
Sterilize those, but you know, there's anybody's guess as to
what's
going on.
Yeah, but do you want to take the chance when you're buying a $60 queen? Do you want to take the chance?
Right, a $60 queen and a hive of brown Italian bees is about $250. So no, you don't.
Right.
And that's which is why you also want free bees. If we can bring this back around though to the to the depressing. I want to list, we're going to talk here soon about America's Cold Civil War, and I know everybody's saying the same thing. What is a Cold Civil War, and what does it have to do with me?
Well, it has everything to do with everybody hearing this throughout the world. Yeah. It has everything to do with their life and livelihood.
Yeah, and that of their families and their country and every other thing. So I hope to be able to somehow tie it together and make you understand that whether or not you want to be, you're involved. What we've got going on right now across the globe, because all of the credit markets and everything are completely manipulated, incestuous, tied together. We have what's called, remember MAD, Mutual Assured Destruction?
I grew up with it.
We have what's called MEED, Mutually Assured Economic Destruction. All these banks are interconnected because they've been selling each other debt. Debt in the form of T-bills, loans, toxic debt. We have going on, I'm not going to discuss any of these things in detail at all. I'm just going to list some headlines for you, and then we're going to talk about this divided country and where I think it goes and what I think it means to all of us. And you may or may not agree with me, and please feel free to call and add something to the conversation if you feel moved to do it.
1-800-313-9443, folks.
I got that tattoo. The credit markets around the world are in convulsions right now. And you say, well, credit markets, and right away you're looking at your credit card. No, not that. But the credit card debt, in fact, is at an all-time high. And defaults are at an all-time high. Yes, because the economy is not what you're being told. It's actually failing. But the credit markets around the world, credit as in...
all right, Rick, I want to throw something in right here. You're right. The credit markets, the markets, period, are not doing good. But the United States compared at a comparison level right now this point in history are better than the rest of the world. They're not doing good. Believe me, everything is falling. But we're not falling as fast as the rest of the world. And please continue.
Yeah, we are the healthiest horse in the glue factory. And that's why the dollar hasn't failed yet, is because even though this place is an absolute mess, the other places are worse. So people are running to what they think is safety, which would be the U.S. dollar. And that is not safe at all. As a matter of fact, to that point, I would like to say that when we're talking about the credit markets, we're talking about government bonds. A bond is something that a government dreams of. They're loaning you. Okay, you get a 10-year T-bill, a treasury bill, treasury note, is an IOU, and they agree to pay you whatever it is, 2%, 3%, whatever it is.
Your initial investment plus 3 or 5%. Or whatever it is.
Not five. But, yeah, it's literally nothing. It's nowhere near inflation. It's insanity. But we had, in the last month, 3 or 4 bond auctions that failed. There were no bids. No bids meaning nobody wanted. Nobody wanted
at U.S. debt. At 2.8%, nobody's going to take it. I agree.
Nobody's going to take it because we're insolvent. You don't loan money to institutions that you know can't pay. So having said that, no bids at the last 3 to 4 bond auctions. And by the way, that news has been hidden from you. You won't hear that from Larry Kudlow or that little twerp who cost me $50K. I can't remember his name right now, but I'll never get my hands on him. Deutsche Bank's exposure to derivatives. The derivatives are gambling debt.
Oh, my God.
It's a gambling. Yeah, it's gambling. They're IOUs, gambling IOUs. Is 40 to 60 trillion, which is 10 times Germany's GDP, gross domestic product.
Right.
If there is any kind of a glitch anywhere, they're going to pull the entire banking system down in 1 to 2 days, and now you're going to say, "Oh, surely that happened." Oh, yeah, okay.
And after their fines, their $18 billion in fines, as far as operating capital, they're down to $1.5 billion in operating capital.
That's
and they got $60 trillion in exposure.
Well, they're called a zombie bank, and the only reason they're still in business is because Germany is slipping them money under the door. They are a failed institution.
Right now.
The bank is a complete madman. Yeah. Well, you know, to that end, I've got a couple other things here that I would like to add to it. The system cannot sustain even a $1 trillion hit, let alone $40 to $60 trillion, and that's only Deutsche Bank. That's just Deutsche Bank. That's got nothing to do with Bank of America, Citigroup,
right,
and any of the rest. That's got nothing to do with any of them. The COMEX right now, speaking of gambling debts, this is the world COMEX. COMEX, for
right,
those of you that
392-1 as of yesterday on
how
gold.
Much?
392-1. Instead of 500, they're now down 392-1 on gold.
Oh, okay. I had 358, but that's probably a week. Yeah, it fluctuates. Okay, 400-1. Silver was, at the time of the report last week, 500-1. In other words, for every ounce of gold or silver that exists, they have sold it to other individuals. And we've been over this before 500 times. So we've been over what these contracts are. But basically, it's a big joke. It's like selling the horse to somebody 500 times, hoping nobody ever comes to get it. It's madness. To move along,
exactly,
before we don't want to go down the rabbit hole. So to move along, the last 12 months, the exchange for physical has been 240 billion ounces of gold. So in other words, people are trying to get out of the contracts and actually exchange for physical.
And we're looking at 200 metric tons of gold, which don't exist.
Right, we are. And so the COMEX couldn't deliver, so they shifted that over to the Bank of London.
Let's tell people why they shifted it to the Bank of London. The COMEX is not seen as defaulting.
Right. It is a default, but it's a joke. They defaulted, but
right,
you can't see it yet. You will see it, just not yet. The Bank of England refused to give Argentina back their gold. They said, well, what do you want it for? Okay, so you can make what you want out of that. Rob Kirby is a very, very bright guy. He's in charge, and I've mentioned him before, in charge of locating tonnage of gold for people that want tonnage of gold. He can no longer locate.
And it is out there for the right price.
Only in America right now. The rest of the world will not let
no,
it go.
No, you can get it Russia, China.
You can't. They won't let you have it. As a matter of fact, absolutely zero. China won't let any of their production outside of the country. They are not.
No, that's what I'm saying. But in those countries, you can have it. In other words, if I was a Russian citizen, I could buy a ton of gold. If I was a Chinese citizen, I could buy a ton of gold, but I couldn't physically possess it.
I'm talking about protecting yourself from the system. So what I'm talking about is if you wanted some gold, if you wanted to buy, if what Donald Trump wanted a ton of gold, Rob Kirby would only be able to find it inside the United States because Russia isn't going to let it out, and China's not going to let it out. They're not letting it out for a very good reason, and I'll leave it up to you to decide why.
Well, I know the reason.
No, they don't want it to leave.
Yeah.
So,
remember,
we're only reading headlines here. We don't want to chase these rabbits. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. and we'll be back in three.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We were just having a discussion on a few different things. Rick, you want to go ahead, son?
Well, yes. Rick? Yes, yes, okay. I do. The headlines that I want to propose to you folks, I wasn't necessarily talking about really getting in any detail on any of these things, although, honestly, you could probably write a book on every one of them, but, we stopped with saying that Russia's and China's gold supply, they're not allowing, they're accumulating it at unbelievable paces, unprecedented,
right.
Historic paces. But our fiat Ponzi financial system, basically, the way it's built, it relies on ever-increasing amounts of debt. In other words, the only way you can keep the Keynesian system floating, and it's a Ponzi scheme, it's a pyramid scheme. It's like every other pyramid scheme. It doesn't work unless you keep adding exponential amounts to the bottom of the pyramid, which is what we got. We've gotten away with it, I'm going to say, since maybe, I don't know, I'm not a historian, I'm not an economist, but probably since Nixon took us off the gold standard in 71, and we started just printing money out of thin air, which is one of the reasons why other countries in the world, first of all, followed our lead. They're doing it too. But at the same time, we have a situation where we have printed so much money that no one trusts our debt because we've diluted their investment so severely that it's just completely it's a worthless investment.
Look at the value, not the numbers, but the actual value of a treasury note sold 30 years ago today. What are we looking at? Break even? No.
Well, no, 10%? It wouldn't break even.
No. No. Minus 20, 30%? Maybe minus 30%.
Well, if you factor in inflation, of course, it's an absolute tragedy.
Right.
Well, in my case, I'd call it a travesty, a miscarriage of justice. It's, you know, the average man, the reason I say that is because the average mom and pop who thought they were doing a good thing by buying a savings bond or something, you know, their money, they've been robbed. They've been flat out robbed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and those are the people, I think if you watch Manorino, you'll watch this man, you know, get emotionally distraught because what is going on right now, and of course he has a great grasp on what on the scam that we call the world, he realizes that the mule that plows the fields and the mule that takes the beating in the evening is the exact same mule. It is the American middle class. And the middle class is once again about to there's going to be very soon a massive transfer of wealth again. They do it around every 10 years. Once again, Ma and Pa are going to wind up starting completely over with nothing. Only this time it should be so much worse than anything that's ever happened because we're in completely uncharted waters.
Well, it's already starting to happen now. The difference is that in 2008, it was publicized. In 2000, it was publicized a little.
Right.
2008, it was a big time publicized. This time, it's not headlines like it was in 2008. Regardless of the fact that numbers say it's already happening again.
Right. Well, and it's happening kind of under the sheets, and it's just kind of starting, even though. You know, even though I would more liken it to a situation where you hire a contractor to come in and put an addition in your house, but at the same time, when he gets in there, he finds out that there's termites have eaten all the 2x4s in the wall, and now it's no longer just an addition to your house. Now you got to take half the house down. Or the whole house down because there's nothing left inside. It's really more like that.
You
say this is just beginning, but it's such a case of systemic rot that when this goes, when the wind finally gets strong enough, you're going to just see the whole house collapse. So, not to chase that rabbit. Let me go on with a few more headlines, and let's get down to a subject that I really do not want to discuss, which is America's Cold Civil War. But so anyway, you've got.
Well, no, I think we should go there, Rick. And now we're coming up on the bottom of the hour break.
Yeah, we're going to go there.
Bottom of the hour break.
All right. So here's the deal: the entire world has realized that we can't pay anything back. So, and they're in about the same situation. So. You know, you can buy it, you can get in the stock market if you want to, it's fine. But it really is going to be like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. It just isn't going to get you anywhere, in my opinion.
I agree. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and we're going to talk to Jerry in Texas when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. Welcome back, everyone. We are going to go right to Jerry in Texas on line 9. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning,
Lori. Tim.
Good morning.
Hey, and what's his name?
Rick.
Rick?
Rick.
I'll be waiting for his own name. Yeah. Rick, what's his name? Works for him. Rick, get your big chief number 3 pencil out and make a note, because I want you to address
it
right here in a minute.
I got it right here.
man, that's wind. We got 20-mile winds and gustings here today, and it's absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your humidity looking like, Jerry? We got a fire danger there, or what are we looking at?
Probably so. Unfortunately, most people around here have got enough sense to not mess with fire and wind like this. But invariably, you got some idiot going to burn some brush. Rick, here in a little bit, I want you to go. I missed it, if you ever got around to it here a while back, on you roasting and how you roast and what you use to roast coffee beans. Before we go that direction, this deal with the gold and Comex and what have you. I have read, and maybe somebody can explain it to me, and searched to get a very simple definition of derivatives. I hear this thrown out all the time, derivatives doing this, and you need to invest in certain derivatives and what have you.
Oh, no.
And I can't find
it. No, you don't.
Anything about it. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's really very simple.
Yeah, Rick, go ahead. You do it.
Let's just take your terms now.
Yeah, I will. Let's just take the simplest one that I know, SLV. SLV is, I think you would call it an ETF, an electronically traded fund. I think is what it is.
Right.
SLV is the ticker symbol for silver. And so what happens is that, and it would be traded just like any other stock, like Apple or Google or anything. So what you'll do is you'll buy this and you'll say that I'm investing in silver. Okay. So let's say you buy 100 shares of SLV at $38. What have you bought? Do you own silver? No, you do not. They pretend that this thing is backed by silver, but it's nothing of the sort. For every contract that they have out for silver, they have sold that ounce of silver to people in on paper at least 500 times. So,
right.
what you've got there is a gambling note, an IOU that you have purchased. So, what these guys do, it doesn't matter whether it's gold, silver, copper, cotton. It doesn't matter. They'll sell you anything. Now there's a crypto, I think, ETF you can buy. You can buy futures in cryptos. In other words, so what you're doing is you're purchasing this on the off chance that it will go up in value, and then you'll sell it to somebody else. But it's
all right. You're buying air.
Huh?
You're buying air, canned air.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And worse than that, because the same, you know, in the case of silver, we know the number. Every ounce of silver has been sold to 500 different people. So you have you have nothing.
That's the reason, if I understand it, that's the reason that we went off the gold standard and then the silver standard is they started selling notes of gold. This $20 note stands for 1 ounce of gold, and they went out and issued, you know, 400, 500, 100 times more notes than they had gold.
Yes.
Am I correct on that?
That is a derivative, and we've done the same thing with our currency. Once you're off the gold standard, a dollar does not have to be backed by a dollar's worth of gold. It can be backed by absolutely nothing. So you can print as many of them as you want to, which is every time they print another dollar, the dollar value goes down. And so a dollar is now worth 3.5 cents or whatever it is.
Well, that is a conclusion I came to. After reading it, and I asked a fella that dealt with stocks, and he might have been a stockbroker, might still be, I don't know. I said, what is derivatives? And he stumbled and stammered around, and what? I said, best I can tell, it's nothing but air. Because eyes got kind of big, he said, well, that's it. So, okay. All right, so I am on track, kind of, sort of. But, folks, I've said this several times, I know on your show once or twice. If you want to find out what the value of the U.S. dollar is worth, go back and look at what you, your parents, your grandparents, whoever, bought a city lot or acre of land or a house even 20 years ago. Go back 50 years ago and see what they bought a house for. See what it's selling for today and see if you can buy the comparable house for what you're selling it for.
Well, guys,
am I making sense?
Yes, you are, Jerry.
Well, yeah.
But I'm going to give you an example real quick. This farm, this 47.9-acre farm, all right, it was originally a lot bigger than it is now. But I've got the original abstract I mean, when I say original, I do mean original, handwritten abstract to it.
Mm-hmm.
In 1857, a man by the name of John Livesey, this is prior to the Civil War, it did become Confederate States property, and then it went back federal anyway. We're not going to get into that. But in 1857, this farm was sold to Mr. John Livesey for $11.01.
Total, not per acre, but total.
Total.
Yeah, okay.
A minimum
100 acres, that's a penny an acre. Yeah.
You're right, exactly. And that tells you where our money has gone.
Well, yeah, I agree with it. But some of it, too, is they're not making any more of this dirt, and there's more people living here today than there was
right.
150 years ago. But I understand what you're saying. There's an old a rancher that I worked for as a kid. His daddy, he said, Dad was always broke growing up, and he was born around 1900. And he said, but Papa was always taking him. I've got a background feed. Did I dial another number?
We can't hear it.
Okay. Anyway,
you sound fine from here.
Okay. Anyway, he said Papa was always broke, didn't have much. He said, but every time, this is in hill country west of Austin, he said every time
right.
a few acres come up for sale, he'd buy it. And he said some of that stuff was as little as 15 cents an acre. Well, goodness,
right.
They sold that. When he passed away, there was, I think there's three or four of in the family, kids. And they sold it. Ivan bought part of it back, leased a bunch. I helped gather goats, sheep, and cattle on 1,100 acres that Lake Travis didn't take in.
Damn.
But, it was the only way you could get the most of it is either on foot or horseback. But anyway, now it's all condos, houses, and this sort of thing. And, it's just unbelievable. Here where I'm at in rural Texas, about 100 miles from downtown Austin, 10-acre tracts are selling for as much as $7,000 to $9,000 an acre. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hello. That's with no water, no utility, just raw land. You know.
Oh
but,
yeah. We had some here. It was only 2 miles out of town. This was straight up, straight down, rocks with trees, and it went for $21,000 an acre. And I just couldn't believe it, you know. In 1990, Lori, what did we pay for this place? Wasn't it like $13,000 for the whole place?
Oh, my.
No, it's around 16.
Around 16,
wow.
Okay.
You missed the $3,000. I'm
agreeing.
Yeah. But you go and sell it for current value and try to find something any cheaper. You know,
I'm not saying
the dollar's worth anymore. Yeah, well, same here. I mean, it's unreal. We've got 55 acres and a little 1,500 square foot home, two bedroom, two bath, barn, good deep well, good water, this sort of thing. We bought it, a little over about 13 and a half years ago, I guess. Bought it in 05, but paid $185,000. And people said, man, but you couldn't buy the house on a quarter acre lot in any town around
right.
Austin for half that, twice that price, you know? So,
right.
What do you do? I bet you Texas has got something that Missouri doesn't have, and probably most of the other states. Texas has got their own a precious metal repository now.
Yeah, I read about that, and to me, that's the coolest thing in the world.
Anybody that's got any kind of precious metal or stones,
can actually access it, use it, as my understanding. So got the wealth in Texas, deep in Texas. Yeah, University of Texas moved all their gold and what have you, and so did the state of Texas any valuables out of the New York the repository. Is that how you call that? And it is open, as my understanding, and have moved it here. So
To me, that's the coolest thing in the world, Jerry.
I agree.
I wish Missouri would do that.
I don't know. I don't know of any other state that has it on a state level.
Well, I don't think there is.
Well, there's some states, Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, one of those states up there is accepting gold for state tax payments, county tax payments, and this sort of thing. I read the other day.
Well, this state accepts silver.
Okay. I didn't think it was legal to hold any U.S. minted gold coins. So how they pay
for
that?
Well, that's the only one that it is really legal to hold is U.S. minted coins.
No, no. The gold and eagle, it's illegal. Unless they've changed it in recent years, you can hold. Oh, they did? Okay. I know at one time you could not own any minted corn by the U.S. Treasury. That was gold.
Understand the law correctly, Jerry, the only thing that you can legally, now nobody's pushing it, but the only thing you can own legally is U.S. minted coins in gold. And I don't know about silver, only gold. But, you know, the thing is, if you got Canadian maple leaves, nobody's pushing it right now.
Well,
I could be wrong. But
that's reverse
the way I read the law.
Okay. Well, I know during World War II, any of the pilots, fighter pilots, bomber pilots, or anything that was in the European campaign, particularly, I guess it's probably the Pacific also, one of the things that they were issued as a survival kit, in a survival kit, was one Canadian maple leaf gold coin, 1 ounce coin, because it was illegal to own a U.S. gold coin.
Okay, I don't doubt that.
Back in the 70s.
1,000% right.
Yeah, so I was still under the assumption, you know, when you break that down, how that comes out, but that it was still illegal. I know the South African Cougarin was real popular, you know, gold Cougarin back in the
80s
and
90s. Right, and that was illegal because it's sanctioned. Sanctions by executive order.
Yeah, okay. Apartheid, yeah.
You know, apartheid thing, yeah. And we go back and look at it, and boy, were we wrong on that one. I mean, an hour talking about that.
What's the old saying? Hindsight's 20/20, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes, I don't know. But anyway, we don't look far enough over our shoulder.
Well, I know
that's
the white farmers just lost the legal battle about being, you know, this is like last week or this past week, you know, where they filed to keep from getting their throats slit and their farms taken, and they were defeated in court. With the government saying that, it's completely legal. Yeah, we can kill you and take your land.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know that there's, you know, some of those places has got to go back how many generations, you know, with the first with the
South
Dutch
Africa,
and then.
We're talking 12 generations.
Okay.
At least.
Yeah, well, it started out with Dutch and then went to the British. But, you know, it's hard to leave something like that. But, I don't know. Of course, I'm I'm not in that position, so when it come
neither am I, thank God.
But I think I'd pack what I could and get out of Dodge and go. I heard that Russia's opened the doors to a lot of the farmers.
Oh, yeah. But
have you
US
heard that?
Yes.
Very curious. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was rather interesting. What's wrong with this?
They're putting them in central and southern Siberia, which is actually very, very beautiful country.
Oh, I've seen photos. Yeah, it's really nice. Hey, listen, I'm gonna get out of here and let somebody else get in and interrupt everybody y'all's program. And did you ever get any elderberry syrup, Tim?
No, I didn't, and I didn't get your walnuts either.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. I found them.
We can't get them. The problem is I can't get to them.
I understand.
Anyway,
not a problem.
Guys,
I found some.
Jerry,
hey, happy December.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Wait.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about several different things. We have another caller on the line. You want to go ahead and take the caller, or did you want to say something else, Rick?
Well, give me who's online?
Sherry.
We have Sherry
in
Kansas.
Give me 2 or 3 minutes. Let me
Go ahead.
I want to address some stuff that Jerry and Tim were talking about, and the reason I want to do this is because, the callers are probably asking themselves, what does this have to do with me? And it is where the whole show was going anyway. So let me tell you that what him and Jerry have been actually talking about is the difference between real investments, real wealth, and the illusion of wealth, or fake
right.
wealth, which would be paper promises and IOUs. We're going to get into that if we have a blank here soon, but I want to tell you this. When the credit markets finally do seize up and they're in convulsions now, I want you to remember that all of your 401ks, all of your retirement plans, your firemen's police pensions, your Social Security payments, they're all coming out of bonds and annuities. When those fail, you're going to see a bunch of old people with absolutely no income. So
right.
that is, we're talking about the difference. Make no mistake about this. And I know you're all going to say, oh, Chicken Little, trying to make nothing sound like something. Don't be crazy. I'm not doing any such thing. I'm trying to tell you that for your entire life you've been lied to, and that you, if you haven't done any studies, if you haven't been looking into it, you can no longer tell the difference between real and fake, because everything you hear is a lie. So everything you've been taught about investing was a lie. So we will get back into that in a while, because I want to talk about how the amount of money we're spending on servicing our debt has passed up our GDP, which makes the U.S. of A banana republic. So with that, shall we go to our caller?
Good morning, Sherry. How are you doing today?
Okay, Tim.
Morning.
I'm hearing an echo.
We can't hear it.
You
go
talked
ahead.
Early. Pardon?
We cannot hear that, so go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. You talked earlier about the bees, and I wanted to bring
well,
the other. I think the RFR is a real factor in this. I don't think it's
well. I agree that and the virus. I absolutely agree with you, Sherry.
Yeah, Vince Finelli started a series with a guy. It was the second hour yesterday, and they replayed it this morning on Republic. And it's this gentleman from Oklahoma who's done a lot of into RFR, and he really sounds knowledgeable, and he spent the big bucks for the meter for the wireless, and it was really interesting what he had to say, and I think he's probably going to be on Friday for a few weeks. So, but I encourage people to listen to that, because it's and
hey there, Sherry.
I tried to
stay
fight
right
the cell towers around
hey.
Me. And
Sherry, stay right
they
there.
Won't
hey, Sherry,
we got a break.
Sherry,
stay right there.
Hang on.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 800-282-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with